Hi everyone, I'm Sophie Brooks, a health and wellness coach. Welcome to my podcast, where I share practical health tips you can use every day. On today's episode, I'd like to give you some ideas on how to keep our immune system healthy, especially since cold and flu season is here. You may be wondering, what exactly is the immune system? Basically, the immune system is the body's natural defense system. It protects us from harmful things like viruses, infections, and bacteria. It's like an army of cells and proteins that keeps your body safe. Now, let's talk about something that isn't completely true about the immune system. Some people think you can boost your immune system instantly. This is because many products are advertised as immune boosters, like ginger drinks, orange juice, or supplements. The truth is, these products cannot give your immune system a quick boost. Of course, vitamins from products like orange juice and supplements are good for your body, but they don't magically make you healthy overnight. Dr. Jen Gunter says that the immune system is more like a garden that you can take care of over time, not a muscle you make strong in a day. The key is to support your immune system regularly instead of just fixing it when you're sick. It's important to know the difference between marketing and real science. So, how can we support our immune system over time? Let's look at some ways supported by science. Firstly, watch your nutrition. Eat foods with lots of antioxidants, like blueberries, spinach, and red beets. Antioxidants naturally keep your body healthy and prevent damage. So the next time you're at the supermarket, look for foods that have antioxidants. My next tip is to eat less processed foods. These include foods like donuts, ice cream, or deli meats. They are high in salt, preservatives, or added sugars. They make it hard for your body to fight off illness. I would also suggest avoiding alcohol, which doesn't have any nutritional value. Also, make sure to eat foods with probiotics. You can find them in foods like yogurt, kefir, and sauerkraut. Probiotics are good bacteria in your gut that help your immune system. Next, I recommend including plenty of protein in your diet. Proteins give your body what it needs to be strong. Chicken, turkey, beans, and eggs are all great sources. Foods high in vitamin C and D are also good for you. Fruits like oranges and lemons are great, but salmon, mushrooms, and bell peppers are also full of vitamins. Did you know that eating one red bell pepper gives you twice the amount of vitamin C you need each day? When it comes to staying hydrated, it's important to drink plenty of water. You can also try coconut water. It's very hydrating because it has lots of electrolytes. Tea can also help you stay hydrated. But if you drink it in the afternoon or evening, choose tea without caffeine. As you probably know, caffeine can make it harder to sleep, and poor sleep can make your immune system weaker. And be careful about orange juice. Yes, it has vitamins, but some brands have too much added sugar, which you definitely want to avoid as much as possible. In addition to diet, don't forget about lifestyle. Try to have a regular sleep schedule and exercise often. Both help your immune system work well. However, be careful about exercising when you're sick. Light activity, like walking or gentle stretching, is safer than intensive workouts. Your body needs energy to get better, and hard exercise takes that energy away, so you shouldn't push yourself too hard. Finally, do your best to manage daily stress, such as work or school pressure and family responsibilities. Activities you enjoy, such as playing music or spending time with friends, can indirectly help. These activities help you relax and reduce stress. Remember, keeping your immune system healthy is like taking care of a garden. You help and grow it over time, rather than just trying to boost it when you're sick. By eating well, sleeping enough, exercising often, and managing stress, you can help your body stay strong all year.